from KQED.
UN climate talks concluded in Cancun over the weekend without a major agreement to cut greenhouse gas emissions. But negotiators inched ahead on some fronts, one of them protecting forests to keep carbon out of the atmosphere. Gretchen Weber explains the California connection as part of our Climate Watch project.
In the tropical forest outside the tiny Mexican village of San Antonio Tuque, a Mayan man hacks shallow cuts into the bark of a towering gum tree. The villagers harvest the sap that oozes from the cuts to make and sell chewing gum. Much of the village's income, however, comes from the Mexican government. The villagers are being paid to protect this forest, which lies 5 hours south of Cancun, in one of Mexico's most deforested regions. Miguel Cante Tuque is the local head of the project. He spoke through an interpreter.
It is important to take care of the forest, not only for the money, but for our people and our future.
This project is part of something called RED, or RED Plus, which stands for Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Forest Degradation. It was one of the hottest topics at the UN climate talks in Cancun because deforestation accounts for about 15% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Ban Ki-moon is the Secretary General of the United Nations.
RED Plus has a great potential to protect the forests and spark creation of low-carbon initiatives around the globe.
The details of an international agreement on RED still need to be worked out. But in essence, RED means paying developing nations not to cut down their forests. This way, developed nations can help reduce global emissions, just not at home. They'd be paying poorer nations to reduce their emissions. And that's got some people concerned.
Red! When I say no, you say red. No,
red!
Protesters in Cancun said that red not only would allow developed countries and corporations to keep polluting, it could also drive indigenous peoples off their land. Right now, the money for pilot projects like the one in San Antonio Tuque comes from governments and foundations. But a new partnership between California and provinces in Mexico and Brazil is exploring a market-based system for RED. Linda Adams is the head of CalEPA.
We can't wait for an international deal. You know, this matter is too important.
Under the current draft rules for California's cap-and-trade system, expected to launch in January of 2012, companies will be able to meet a small percentage of their emissions reductions targets with international offsets, like paying for forestry projects in Mexico.
We want most of the reductions to happen in California because of the potential co-benefits, but we can't ignore what's going on in the rest of the world.
Last month in Davis at the Governor's Global Climate Summit, California announced an agreement to sit down with officials in Acre, Brazil, and Chiapas, Mexico, to figure out how to work together to ensure RED projects in those provinces would be up to California's standards.
There's not a lot of credibility about these international projects.
That's Mary Nichols, who heads California's Air Resources Board. She says a lot needs to be done to ensure that these projects can be monitored, enforced, and verified, and that they'll be as good as any similar project in California, a process she says could take up to 2 years.
California is really the only compliance market in the world right now that's willing to try to explore this.
Colorado law professor William Boyd heads a coalition of 16 regions from around the world that's aimed at finding ways to fund RED projects. He said that California's RED program is just a drop in the bucket in combating global deforestation, potentially affecting around 0.1% in the first few years. But he said that's not the point.
California's not going to solve the deforestation problem, but it sends a really important signal, and it's proof of concept. It's really important in showing how this can be done.
The Air Resources Board will vote on the state's cap-and-trade plans on Thursday. For the California Report, I'm Gretchen Weber in Cancun.
Gretchen Weber has more about what did and didn't happen in Cancun online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.